don't have to say it.
Okay, how about good nature?
Well, I'd say good nature.
Okay. Okay, if somebody is, say like a kid that's about 12 or 13, he's always knocking over everything, and his clothes don't fit him right, and he's, you know what I'm talking about. You would say that he's...
A naughty child.
No, he's not naughty, he just can't help it. You know, he's just...
Could say he was mental.
Hmm?
Did you say he was mental-minded?
No, you might say that, well, his body's too big, his arms are too long, and because his arms are too long, he knocks over stuff, and he's just, he's not graceful, he's...
Like I can't get there.
Okay, how about,
mischievous name.
Hmm?
He's mischievous name when you do this.
No, he's not mischievous, he's just... He's growing too fast in the wrong direction, mm-hmm. and so he accidentally knocks over stuff, and, you know, he's not graceful, and he trips over his own feet, mm-hmm. and his clothes are a bit wide. What would you say he is? He's...
I'd say he's bad body, knees whooping.
Okay, how about somebody, if you're just describing somebody who's always knocking over things accidentally, what would you say there about them? What would you call them? They don't mean to, but they just do it accidentally.
Well, I guess it'd be what you said. Grow too fast.
Okay, have you ever used the word clumsy or awkward?
Yeah, clumsy.
Okay, how would you describe somebody who's awkward?
I describe them as
if you say he's a fool, you might say he's, what other word might you say?
Lunatic.
A what?
Lunatic.
Okay. Anything else?
Well, that's what I always considered a fool was, okay. Lunatic.
How about a dumbbell? Dough head? Okay. Someone who holds, somebody who holds on to what they've got. I mean, like money and something like that. You would say he's a...
Stingy person.
Okay. What else might you call him? Somebody who's really, really hates to give up what he has, his money.
He's stingy. He really hates to spend a dollar.
Okay. Is there any other word you use for him? Just talking about him?
I don't think so.
Tightwad, skinflint. Would you use those words?
Usually.
Would you use tightwad or skinflint?
Well, I could use tightwad.
Okay. If you say somebody's a common man, would that be... what would the word common in that sense mean to you?
Well, I'd say the man wasn't advanced, and he wasn't at the lowest.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Would it ever mean anything bad to you?
No, I wouldn't think it would be bad.
Okay. If there's somebody who's just really, really bubbly, you know, or real, outgoing, you know, happy, laughing and all that, you might say she's quite what?